Changing schools meant renting a place in Asher, a huge sacrifice for his parents. Money was always tight, and Roy and Juanita would have to commute back and forth to Ada, but Ronnie was determined. He was convinced, as were most baseball coaches and scouts in the area, that he could be a high draft pick the summer after his senior year. His dream of playing professionally was within reach. He just needed an extra push. There were whispers that he just might be the next Mickey Mantle, and Ronnie heard them. With covert help from some baseball boosters, the Williamsons rented a small house 2 blocks from Asher High School, and Ronnie reported in August to Coach Bowen's boot camp. At first, he was overwhelmed by the level of conditioning, the sheer time spent running and running and running. The coach had to explain several times to his new star that iron legs are crucial to hitting, pitching, base running, making long throws from the outfield, and surviving the late innings of the second game of a doubleheader with a thin roster. Ronnie was slow to see things this way, but he was soon influenced by the fierce work ethic of his pal Bruce Leiba and the other Asher players. He fell in line and was soon in great shape. One of only 4 seniors on the team, he was soon an unofficial captain and, with Leiba, a leader. Merle Bowen loved his size, speed, and rocket throws from center field. He had a cannon for an arm and a big power swing from the left side. Some of his batting practice shots over the right field wall were remarkable. When the fall season started, the scouts were back and soon taking serious notes on Ron Williamson and Bruce Leiba. With its schedule loaded with small non-football schools, Asher lost only 1 game and walked through the playoffs for another title. Ron hit .468 with 6 home runs. Bruce, his friendly rival, hit .444 with 6 homers. They pushed each other, both certain they were headed for the major leagues. And they began playing hard off the field as well. They drank beer on the weekends and discovered marijuana. They chased the girls, who were easy to catch because Asher loved its heroes. Partying became a routine, and the clubs and honky-tonks around Ada proved irresistible. If they got too drunk and were afraid of driving back to Asher, they would land at Annette's, where they would wake her up and usually want something to eat, apologizing profusely the entire time. Ronnie would beg her not to tell their parents. They were careful, though, and managed to avoid trouble with the police. They lived in fear of Merle Bowen, plus the spring of 1971 held such great promise. Basketball at Asher was little more than a good way for the baseball team to stay in shape. Ron started at forward and led the team in scoring. There was some interest from a couple of small colleges, but none from him. As the season was winding down, he began receiving letters from pro baseball scouts saying hello, promising to watch him in just a few weeks, requesting schedules, asking him to attend tryout camps during the summer. Bruce Leiba was getting letters too, and they had a grand time comparing their correspondence. Phillies and Cubs 1 week, Angels and Athletics the next. When the basketball season ended in late February, it was showtime in Asher. The team warmed up nicely with a few walkovers, then hit full stride when the big schools came to town. Ron began with a hot bat and never cooled off. The scouts were buzzing, the team was winning, life was good at Asher High. Since they usually faced the ace of their opponent's staff, Coach Bowen's players saw great pitching every week. With more scouts in the bleachers, Ron proved with each game that he could handle anybody's pitching. He hit .500 for the season, with 5 home runs and 46 RBIs. He rarely struck out and walked a lot because teams tried to pitch around him. The scouts liked his power and discipline at the plate, his speed to first base, and of course his arm. In late April, he was nominated for the Jim Thorpe Award for the outstanding high school athlete in the state of Oklahoma. Asher won 26, lost 5, and on May 1, 1971, defeated Glenpool 5-0 to win another state championship. Coach Bowen nominated Ron and Bruce Leiba for all-state consideration. They certainly deserved it, but almost took themselves out of consideration.